good drifting track, really, the Stowe circuit. Some technical bits and really get it nice and sideways and quick transitions as well. And Steve, I'm sure, has enjoyed his run. He's now heading back to the outer paddock and then we'll soon be moving into the Invitational, which we see the breakout on the circuit immediately. So don't hang around here, people. We've seen the rallycross through the morning. We're now going into a series of on-track demos and this is led by the Bagsy Invitational. And what's this all about, Sweep?
Right, basically, Steve's put on his resume of what's going to happen is he's trying to get these guys as close as possible. The perfect scenario in drifting is to have cars during battles. Each driver takes turn in leading in a competition, and then the judges, the professional drivers that are currently not driving or other drivers, judge the guys and see who is the better of the two guys. Once they've run a lead run and a chase run. So you've got Lewis Mitchell here in a rocket bunny S14, and then you've got Paul Smoky Smith, who is a former champion. Paul was champion in 2012, currently in the Nissan in the Toyota GT86. It's 1JZ powered, great horse, and 600 foot-pound assault, the team Jack Speed car. Then we've got Matt Carter again, another former British champion, two-time again, 750 horsepower. So these cars are not shy of any sort of power. In the 350s, Evan Luke Wooden, Jim Manor Group champion. So again, you were saying,
yeah, exactly that, isn't it? Luke's another driver, went into one of the buggy classes, which are notoriously difficult cars to. About running as close together as they can. Around here, obviously, they've not got too many corners. But is that the close proximity they need to be getting as close as they can?
Yeah, I mean, we actually ran this circuit in the British Drift Championship. I think it was back in 2010 where we actually wound down, where you'll see Axel Hilton in the Sunoco car. And that was the The idea is that the guys would go into the corner at the same speed, at the same angle, and the idea is that the guys are supposed to be literally inches apart. At the speed we're talking about.
Through in a week, in the course of a weekend, if they're doing a British Drift Championship event, how many are they going to get through?
It depends on a lot of it depends on what tyres they're using and the circuits that we use. For example, if some guys here at Silverstone, if they're doing it right and they're running in high gear around Brooklands and Loughfield, they will literally only get four runs of Brooklands and Loughfield out of a pair of tyres.
That's not very far.
It's not very far at all, but these tyres, people think that they run hard road tyres. These are fully semi-slick tyres. These are sticky as anything. Need that ridiculous amount of grip to have the control at high speed when they're sideways. So these cars are, and you can see Axel, I think it's Axel a little bit closer. We've also got Martin Richards, who's just losing his bumper on the back of his R32, another driver in the Driftmaster Europe. The only female out there with the boys today, Tessa Richards, a driver in the R33. Up in Wigan. So if you do fancy having a go, just go and see Tessa and she'll point you in the right direction on that score.
It looks like the far side of the circuit really suits these drift cars down to the ground. There's some lovely little chicaney bits of this Stowe circuit, and if you really enjoy getting the car directly very quickly indeed. And as we're just about to see a couple go into that section of the circuit now, down the far end of the circuit, and really suiting these. How difficult is it to run in chugging smoke like they're doing there? Do you ever lose your bearings of where you are on circuit, or is that something you get used to very quickly?
It's almost down to muscle memory when you're actually driving the circuit. When you start a competition, the judge.